Okay, everyone, welcome. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Tonight is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. It is 5:01 PM. So reviewing of our, oh, and this meeting is being audio recorded. For the review of our agenda, we have one appointment, which is at 6 PM with the Board of Health. And this is to talk about the regional opioid settlement project. And before that, we're going to do public comment. We've got some minutes to review, and we'll start into our list of other business. Is there anything else for the agenda tonight? Will?
No.
Alisa?
No, thank you.
Elma?
No.
Okay.
Hello, Emily.
Hi,
Emily.
Sorry, my shoes are
All right, so the first item after this review is public comment. Is there anybody here for public comment? Will, make a lot of noise over here.
I don't know why.
I'm announcing that so people know that's Will making noise.
Right. Not throwing things at us, just dropping things.
No, just kidding.
Pat, do you have public comments?
I have a public comment. I just want to say how well I thought the road clearing went. It really did a nice job. Kudos.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, it was great. The Highway Department did a nice job. New superintendent short a truck, down one of the trucks.
Oh, really?
And down a person for a while, and then we had someone else come in and help. So yeah, it was all great. It was great. It was a great first go. I checked in with Tyson, and he feels pretty good about the storm. He's still working. He's not quitting. They made it through, the three of them. And then Greg came in and helped, and that was great.
Great.
Thank you to Greg.
Yes, it was good comment, Pat. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for bringing that up. Anything else? Public comment? Anyone? Nobody? Okay. So next is we have minutes. We will start with reviewing the Select Board, Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes from Tuesday, November 19th, 2024. Will. Anything?
Yeah, I have a couple of things. First of all, where it's review agenda, it says deleted mail. What's mm-hmm. that all about?
We didn't have any mail.
We didn't have any mail.
Okay, because then it says deleted.
Yeah.
Right.
It was deleted from the agenda.
Okay, all right, got it.
Yeah.
Then under public comment with Barbara Gordon, I wanted to add something. I think Barbara Gordon noted that every brick road is being surveyed and stakes placed at various locations alongside the road. I wanted to add by National Grid. Did
hey, you? Me too.
Yeah. So that's right. And then, no, there's more.
It actually wasn't by National Grid. It was by their surveyor, but that's okay.
Okay.
On behalf of the
I was going to say on behalf of
representatives of
the
At the very bottom of the page, where preparation says preparation, should
mm-hmm.
we say demolition preparation?
Where are you?
Bottom of the page?
Yeah.
Last little section?
Last little section where it says preparation. The board reviewed, quote, purchase two storage containers.
Oh, that's the top.
So would that be demolition preparation? Because we're preparing for demolition, therefore.
It's a sub point. I guess I looked at it as it's a sub point under salt shed update.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And part of the general preparation for constructing a new salt shed is two
all
storage containers.
Right.
But if you want me to
just
put more in there.
Yeah, I think just like demolition or preparation for demolition or something, just so it's why we're doing these storage containers. Because we have all this stuff that's in the EOC that needs to be stored.
Right, but if you go back to the original purpose, it's to construct a salt shed.
Okay.
Well, and actually, the demolition of that building is because it's been deemed unsafe.
Right?
That's a twofold.
And that was done 2 years
ago.
I was going
to say, it's a twofold that we're doing. We're wrapping this in.
And we're not even talking about demolition in this particular.
Right, I mean, it is, it's got two purposes. One was it was supposed to be eliminated, so.
Well, maybe I'm just being a pill.
Nice carry. Nice carry.
Have you been drinking?
One of us will throw you out the window, Will. No, I will put something in there to clarify it.
And then, on the second page, under community hall projects, again, this is being really picky. Having reviewed the quote by, from Donaldson Buildings, isn't it Donaldson Builders?
Oh, it's Builders, yes it is.
That's a big catch.
Well, you have it right at the next one.
It was probably a, you know, autocorrect thing.
Yeah.
Or something.
And then one more. The third paragraph from the bottom begins with when discussion shifted. And I have here, the MOB noted that, comma, I would take the comma out. So.
But then if you do that, you gotta take out the comma after road. I put commas in because it's a dependent clause.
Okay.
Right.
Your English teacher was better.
But I was gonna say, depends on your.
Right, you're either gonna change it completely.
Your school of English.
Right. Yeah, I think that's okay.
So that's all I have.
Elisa? I had one little itty bitty. Okay, on the first page, under highway superintendent and department update, the second line, middle of page, the sentence that begins with the board, they reviewed concerns. I'm wondering if there should be a comma after the word board. With the board, comma, they reviewed concerns.
I do.
Yeah. Either way, my mind's good.
So, if you would like a comma, I'll be happy to put a comma in.
I just wanted to participate.
Put a comma. Put in a comma!
Elisa's comma. Never
Will got be. His, though.
That's all I had.
Okay.
Thank you.
The only other thing, because I already have some of these that will, one or two of them. Can we just put in that section with Mohawk Trail Regional School District, the reference to where folks could go to read that report for more information?
It's a great idea.
Like the website for the...
Oh, to actually put the link.
Yeah. Could you do that for people?
Yes.
Because mine is not a correction, it was just an addition.
It's a good idea.
Because I think if someone were really interested in looking at that, to know that they could go to that website, to DAT, whatever.
Yeah, to DAT.
However it goes. Mm-hmm. I think that that would be nice.
I can do that.
Thank you. So could I have a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes from Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, as amended?
So moved.
So moved. Oh, second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Jesus.
All right, so on the agenda is the meeting minutes from the public
poll hearing.
So I'm wondering, Hilma.
Which I didn't get.
No, I just sent them to you.
Oh, is that just to me?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's what my email said. I'm sending them to you first.
I must have misunderstood that.
Okay, right. To see if you wanted to...
Change the way they are?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't send it to them.
For a full review.
Those two.
Yeah.
So I make a motion
table. Yeah, we're going to table them. And I just say that they're really good. Yeah, I mean, everybody should have them, I think, or at least have the notes, because they're really good notes type of thing.
Yeah,
we
send them as is.
But the names of everybody has to come out.
What?
Because it's quote, this whole thing is full of this person said this, 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 but there's no way for us to, we can't say that, I mean, this is what the people said. We'd have to go to each person and ask them that.
Oh, understood.
And there's only about 1,000 of them, I feel like.
There was a lot of talking going on.
It's worth, it's verbatim.
Okay. So.
You know, so I, we couldn't agree to this.
Okay.
I didn't even read it because I saw the names. That's why I probably got confused.
It's a really good point.
Sorry. My faux pas.
Yeah. No, when I just, I feel bad because I wasn't there.
Oh, I know.
On the tree. It's kind of like, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Needs to be consolidated.
Yeah. So if you want, why don't we, you can send them out to everyone and people can send back comments to you. Because I wouldn't even know if everybody said all this. I couldn't remember everything everybody said.
Probably from the recording.
I'd have to go back.
No, that's the way the note taker takes notes.
No, it's great because it is very thorough. I'm no complaining, but
yeah,
not necessarily how we would present them, I guess. Okay, so we're going to table those and we'll come back to those. However, good info. No complaints.
No, grateful.
No complaints.
She was here in our time of need.
I know. And Hilma's feeling better.
Looks good.
Back
for
with
the
us.
People at home.
Back with us.
She looks all rosy cheeked.
It's because it's 100 degrees in here. Not anymore, though. It's a nice cool breeze. All right, we're into other business, everyone. First one is library trustee and zoning board of appeal member appointments. Votes anticipated. So, sure.
Emily, would you like to speak?
I came as the chair of library trustees just in case anyone had questions.
That's
then,
nice of you.
Well, I didn't know if one of us needed to be here, so I came.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Appreciate that.
So these appointments are in your mail.
Yep.
These are in mail one, right?
Yes, right at the beginning of mail part one.
Okay. Why did they open? Why do I have to download them first?
Because it's just slow.
Oh, there it goes.
Okay.
Okay, library one. Yes. Gotcha.
All right. So let's see, listed first. Yeah, library trustee right here. Okay, so for the position, the appointment for library trustee, we're looking at Gail Hubley, which is it?
Hubley.
Okay. And in your mail, you also have some, a note from Kate and Lyra.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a note from Emily. So, can I ask for a motion on the table to appoint? I'm going to get back here in a minute. Gail to the as a library trustee.
Until when?
Until
the next town election.
Until the next town election.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Anything, Will?
No.
All good.
The only thing I can say is thank you.
Yes, with appreciation.
Yes, with appreciation. All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
There you go.
Nice. Thank you for coming,
thanks, Emily.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you for all your work, too.
Thank you.
Oh, it's nothing.
I know. This is a crazy group. Next one we have is to the Zoning Board of Appeals, which is down one member. As we know, we just saw four of them out of a five-member board. And so this is Ken Gilbert. So Ken Gilbert has stepped up and is willing to take appointment to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Can I have a motion, please? And this is for how long?
That's a good question, because I don't know which seat he's filling. I didn't even think to look at that.
We'll
follow up. Till the end of the term.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah.
We'll get that filled in.
I make a motion to appoint Ken Gilbert to the currently vacated spot on the Zoning Board of Appeals.
I will second that motion.
Further discussion? Will?
No.
Alisa?
No, thank you.
All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Wonderful. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Go, Kenny.
Huh?
Way to go, Kenny.
Go, Ken.
Yeah, that's a full house there.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. He's super getting in there on a wonderful time. So they'll get their appointment papers from the town clerk.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, great. That's that one. So next we have the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District. Mm-hmm. And that came to you today in an email.
Oh, yes. It was an email, not in the mail?
Yes,
no,
ma'am.
It was a separate email I sent.
Okay.
At, look at 1226 today.
Thank you.
Today.
You got two attachments.
Oh, it's Monday. I'm looking at the wrong in day. Okay, yes, that's right, the two attachments.
You want to lead us into this, Hilma?
Well, every year it's a DEP requirement for the transfer stations to be inspected by an outside party, who in this case is Jan Amin, the director of the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District.
Mm-hmm.
And our transfer station passed.
Yay!
Woo!
Yes.
With one little request.
Was it one little request?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For Band-Aids in the first aid kit.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Band-Aids. Thank you.
I thought it was very important.
Yes, Lee needs Band-Aids.
Yeah.
But our transfer station is up to code and all that stuff. So you folks need to vote to approve the inspection report. And to have Robin sign it.
Can I have a motion to approve, accept the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection Bureau of Waste Prevention and Solid Waste Management report for the Heath, the town of Heath transfer station inspection report?
So moved.
Oh, and allow me to sign
for it.
So moved.
A second.
Further discussion?
No.
No?
Nope. All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. School Transportation Reimbursement Program Advocacy Letter.
No.
This was in your mail.
No.
Back to your mail. And this is, I think this is in mail one.
If I looked at the
yes.
Mail list.
It's in part one.
Mm-hmm.
From Martha.
Martha, so it's going to be the fifth.
Yeah.
And this is a request from a member of the Worthington Finance Committee for support of an effort to secure more equitable funding for out-of-district vocational transportation, which is a problem for us at times.
Huge.
Yes.
So this is just a joint attempt of the different towns to try to get, as it says, a more equitable contribution and support for transportation for these students who would like to go to these vocational schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put the motion on and then we can discuss it. So can I have a motion to send in a letter of support? You're going to.
Yep.
Sign, send in a letter of support as requested for vocational transportation reimbursement from the on behalf of the town of Heath.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Anything, Will?
No. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Alisa?
Well, I'm happy to join forces with all the other towns that are in need of the support. So I'm happy to approve this.
Yes, and happy someone is taking the steps to move forward.
And taking
so
the lead on it.
Yeah,
yes,
thank you. Thank you to folks for moving forward with this.
Yep.
Pointing it out, moving forward. All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. All right.
Thank you.
Municipal Light Plant Manager Search Update. I guess this is to you, Hilma.
Okay, well, right after we met 2 weeks ago, the following day, I did a little polishing of the job posting for like what was necessary to put in the recorder, sent it out. It was advertised in the recorder the Saturday before Thanksgiving and the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's posted on our website, and there's paper postings around town. And
nothing yet?
Nope.
It'd be great if the recorder wanted to like point that out in a story.
I wonder if we only knew somebody.
Very important municipal light plant manager position that we are only going to have coverage through
January.
She's done in January.
January.
We need
no pressure, Madison.
We need somebody to fill that seat. And hello, everyone out there in
TV land.
It's not really TV land, it's audio land.
Well, I mean, kind of the, it would be great for somebody that that only wants to work a few hours a week.
And this is a paying position.
Yes.
It's paying, unfortunately, it's like there's a lot of folks nowadays that want full-time.
Right.
And it's not that, but
well,
for somebody that
retirement or already has another part-time job or
yep.
A mother, a mom,
dad
who's at home taking care of kids. I think it's a great thing for someone taking care of kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is a paying position. I keep saying that because
yep.
Some of these are not.
That is.
You work with a wonderful board, and a five-member board. No, but
yes.
Light board. That's not us.
No,
they don't work with us. They don't work with us. But you do have a municipal light board. You're not hung out on your own.
Definitely, you've got a lot of support. Really,
right.
Been a great
right.
Board.
Yeah. No, it's a good little position.
We got three of the spouses in this room. Great board.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
funny.
We need more people. Same old people involved in everything. No, it's a good position for someone.
It is.
I think it'd be a great position for somebody young to step in. And
I have a couple of ideas, but I'd have to approach them carefully.
Okay.
Well, if anybody knows anybody, now's the time to reach out, because it would be really good. Not that Sheila's leaving the country or something after she's done with the position. I'm sure she'll be willing to, I'm speaking on her behalf, but help a little bit.
I'm sure she will do that, I think.
Was that they find somebody like by the beginning of January, so
to
then,
work with her a little, yeah.
They'd be able to work together during January. And,
Sorry. Well, and it's not like if you take on the position and you do your best and, you know, in a year it's not meant for you, it's not like we luck into these things forever. Right?
Right. Nope. There's always.
And if people have questions about it, they should reach out if they need clarity on what's actually expected. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Community Hall Windows Project Updates. So, Helma's done a request for proposal or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
it went out?
It's going out.
It's ready to go out.
Well,
it will go out by the end of the week.
So it's pretty straightforward.
And
pretty much
posted on the website as well.
Exactly what was requested for the project: the restoration of the windows and storms, requiring a visit to the site, of which people will contact Helma to schedule, and we will get hopefully a handful of bids. Did we have a date on there?
Well, there is a place for a date.
What are we gonna put for the date?
Well, if it goes out now. I don't know, the holiday, like, first week in January sometime?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I would give it, because you really only have 2 weeks. Some people have to make a site visit, so you gotta schedule a site visit, you gotta get up here. What happens if it snows, type of thing, so right after.
So First is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever that first Monday is, fifth, sixth?
Sixth, I think.
How about the?
Yeah.
January 6th.
It's the wrong year. That'll be on the website.
Yes, the 6th.
Yep. That would be a wonderful thing to have noted by the recorder as well, that this request for proposals is coming out.
Stimulist is right here. If you only knew somebody.
Stimulist.
But it's also going to the three people that we.
Yes, it'll go.
Two, and then I don't remember who the third was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it'll get emailed, like individually to the three names of individuals that do this kind of work.
Okay.
But then it'll be on the website. And I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I know, it was so much fun.
Unless it gets mentioned in an article.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really playing it up for formatting.
Okay. All the good stuff, not just the bad. All right. Good, thanks, Selma, on that.
That's awesome, thank you.
And salt shed project update. So the request for proposal is with Walter and Kirsten. Hadn't heard anything till just 4:30 this afternoon when I was looking at my emails just a minute ago. I just haven't read the email. But they said they have it in their possession. They're gonna review it and get us the proposal for their continued services by our next meeting, so we'll be able to vote on that. She said it would be here by the end of this week, so.
Oh, awesome.
So that's that piece, and tonight we have another email that came.
And that's the same email.
The same email, right.
That's
the transfer station inspection report. You have a fire department fire alarm relocation proposal.
Yeah.
To review, and if I can pull it up. So this is to, where is it? So this is from Fire Equipment Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the relocation and updating
mm-hmm.
of the equipment. Because it's defunct now. The panel's
obsolete, whatever. So
this is
yes.
for new equipment and the removal from the EOC structure that will be coming down and relocation into the
highway. Oh, wait a minute. No, this goes into fire department.
Fire department
this
garage
goes
building.
Fire. The fire department garage.
And the only thing I was confused about in this, Hilma, do you have it in front of you?
Yeah.
So is this, there's a total at the bottom
mm-hmm.
for the just shy of $11,000.
Correct.
But then what's the T&M part that keeps popping up in the air?
The what?
Oh, T&M.
Yeah.
In what the description?
Yeah.
And what is T&M?
Even in time and material.
Oh, thank you.
Even in their cover sheet there from, it says down the customer private, it says T&M, but then on the front page, Fire Equipment Incorporated, if you read down, case
mm-hmm,
number,
mm-hmm,
customer
mm-hmm.
to provide.
Yep.
T&M. Isn't that odd? Or is that the, I don't know what that's referring to.
Well, isn't it referring to, that's like description, but then like on the second page, they've got labor detection.
T&M, that's what they're, okay. T&M there, so is that
yeah,
what they're
they've
saying?
Got two, yeah,
so the materials, this is the M part, North Senior, whatever the...
Well, because then it says labor, and then it says estimated labor T&M. It's kind of weird.
Basically
the saying
what it.
It
is, whatever it's going to be.
Well, we're gonna approve for this amount. There's no T&M part of this.
I don't know, do they, does the M part include little things like nails, nuts and bolts that aren't really?
Maybe, that's what they're putting, I don't know, but.
Big.
We're gonna approve it for, let's put the motion on the table for this amount.
How is this being paid, is it?
ARPA.
Right, I was gonna say, this has to do with ARPA, okay, just clarifying.
Yes, ma'am. So can I have a motion to accept the Fire Equipment Incorporated proposal for the relocation and replacement of equipment for the fire department out of the old EOC into the new, and into the existing, excuse me, fire department garage. This is made out to the Town Heath Fire Department, and it is dated November 15th, 2024, and it is in the amount of $10,947.41. Can I have that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Questions, thoughts, Will? Alisa?
Nope.
Got nothing. All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know, seven? Maybe, seven, seven.
Okay. So should.
Better.
Appraisal update, that's Hillman. Oh, wait, no, is there anything more on the salt shed?
Oh, well, no, I mean, part of what needs to be done is.
Oh, we need an electrician.
Need an electrician.
For the outlet and stuff, so.
And Tim's called an electrician.
So you need a motion for us to do that too? Have a motion?
To hire an electrician.
To hire an electrician to complete the outlet that were required per the fire equipment relocation project.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Lot of votes tonight.
Lot of votes.
License, yes.
So that's the equipment part. And I think Tyson's still working on getting the quotes for the demolition of that EOC building. So those should be coming in, I would think, at some point.
Correct.
And you're working with Tyson on the tanks, anything that has to do with the tanks, relocation, and purchase, because one needs, something needed to be replaced.
Yes.
I believe, right? The diesel tank. And we've already signed, did you remember to send out the proposal, signed proposal for the hazardous material study? So that's gonna happen.
That's gonna happen.
And I've already said that the RFP went to, is being reviewed by Walter and Kristen.
Right.
Kirsten. And that's it.
I think.
You got all the parts and pieces.
I think that's the parts and pieces for now.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Fire department just has some crap.
Oh, and the, yeah, no, that's right. And we got the storage sheds that are here.
We got the
storage
sheds.
Oh,
they're
here? That's the other piece.
Ready.
So they're
all ready. I drove right by them. I just drove right by them.
The storage sheds have been here. Now, they're cream color, so there's snow, so maybe they didn't stand out.
Yeah, they're very nice.
I'm
they're
so
like,
nice. I just noticed everything.
Yeah. They're white.
Okay.
So those are here, and that's good.
They just need to get filled.
Now they just need to get filled.
So
the fire
honestly,
department's
have they been given a date in which they need to be out? They have a goal? I mean,
no, I haven't done that yet.
So let's give them a date so that we can not be
putting.
Well, it's probably,
well,
yeah.
More or less. I mean, I'm going to tell them, you know, like, okay, if there's asbestos in that room, their stuff all needs to be out before it gets remediated, and it's gonna get remediated whenever the guy's ready.
So that has, it has to be inspected first before they can move their stuff out?
Correct.
No, they can move their stuff out.
Oh, okay.
They can move their stuff out anytime. First, there's the testing. Is there asbestos there?
Right. Has the testing been scheduled yet?
No.
No, so they got a little bit of time, but we don't want them to drag it on. I think they should have to have their stuff out by the beginning of the year, or the first week in January.
Okay.
We have an association meeting actually this Thursday.
Oh, that's right, you do.
So I can bring it up as new business. Because Nick will be there and, Tim, the usual suspects.
Yeah.
And anything.
So I'll make that.
Can we, say?
So shall I say by the end of the year? I'm just telling that.
Yes.
Would be nice.
Yes, would be nice.
And if that's not attainable, then.
Provide that feedback for us.
What is the day, right, that is within the next, no, don't give me time. What is the day that works? You just gotta organize getting the people together. You gotta pick a date and get the guys together.
Yeah.
And girls.
Yeah, I just don't wanna leave this open-ended. We have too many pieces and parts of it.
Well, yeah, because it's gonna take.
I mean, the holidays mess thing up a little bit.
It does, and maybe they can start a little bit now.
It's gonna take time to get the building down. And, no, it's not that much stuff, to get the building down and then to move the fuel tanks over there and everything, and.
Just need some trucks?
It would just be really wonderful to have everything ready to go by the time the snow melts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason we can't.
Nope, there isn't. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Appraisal update. Hilma?
Okay, so the appraiser that, you want to do a report, asked for a picture of this building and a picture of Sawyer Hall, which I sent him. He also asked for the assessor's property cards, the two buildings, and I sent him the links because they're all online. I sent him the links for each of those, and I haven't heard back, but it's been a holiday, so.
Okay. All right. Hilltown Youth, funny, Jonathan keeps walking in. Was he coming to this, or is he just walking through? Okay. The license.
I had
that you updated.
Yes, and I emailed it to Robin and Will late this afternoon.
And that was my fault. I apologize. I honestly, I forgot all about it. So the delay is on me. I apologize. And getting it to you in a timely fashion.
That's all right.
Let me see here.
When did that come today? Just like, where did I put it? Where did I put it?
Sometime afternoon. It shouldn't have been that late. When did I email you?
Oh, I got it. 3:04. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it was that late?
Back.
Damn it. So sorry.
Time flies when you're having fun. So basically, the highlighted stuff is. Well, obviously the additional things that were added, not that it's really anything new from like what was being worked on a year ago.
Yep.
It's just carrying it over because the license was so bare when we first looked at it.
Yeah.
We had worked so hard pulling together the lease, so I just asked that we transfer over some of
and that's what the highlighted section.
Yes, the
that's
important
what the
things that we had
are.
Discovered that were
and
needed.
The when you get to back to the appendix,
mm-hmm.
almost all of that is what was in the original, in the lease original, and it's. I guess between what Elisa thought was important and then other stuff I thought was important, just because it's like, it's ongoing. And so I thought it was important to continue to have that in there. The things that, well, let's see, new things are numbers 15 and 16. And those are things that have been talked about.
Reading. Just putting that out there.
No,
we're reading.
Yeah, feeling.
On your number 16,
yes.
Post-performance and practice cleanup,
mm-hmm.
is that, I see that the note about the gym floor is under that,
mm-hmm.
so is that the only time that's an issue, is post-performance or practice? There's no other caveats of that it, should
well,
that be its own?
Not at this time, but
okay.
Well, they're either practicing or they're performing. They're doing.
Okay. They don't do other things in there.
Well, I mean, practice can happen any day, any time.
Okay. I didn't know if they just hang out, if they have.
Oh. Yeah, but this is specific for.
Is
they
it
don't,
specific? Do, is
they
there
don't
other? That's what I'm asking.
Out. Yeah.
It's the only time that they have to clean that floor. Specific to using
if they
the
use the silks.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
But if they're hanging out, and even hanging out in the gym, they're not supposed to use the silks.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Are they
they're only supposed to use them if there is like a trained coach.
Okay.
Here.
I just didn't know if that note should be its own separate number.
Oh.
Not just a note
oh, not
under
a note.
16.
Oh.
That's all I was asking, because I just don't know how it gets used, so.
Because
it seemed to be a specific issue that's been was just talked about. So I didn't know
uh-huh.
if it was its own specific number 17.
Oh, well.
I'm not saying to
I mean,
change
I mean,
it or take it out.
I
mean,
think it's
I'm just
okay
saying
where it
be.
Is.
Okay.
It's in here. I think it's under the appropriate number, topic heading and all that. We can see
I
how it goes.
It reads okay for me. I don't know if Will has a different thought.
The only thing that I'm wondering about, I mean, you all have good points, but about storage of materials, for instance, are they supposed to be stored safely, you know, for especially flammable stuff, things like that.
Are you just talking in general, or are you referring to one particular point?
No, I'm just talking in general.
Oh, okay, thank you,
here.
I just didn't know.
I mean, is there a, for instance, in my shop, I use these yellow fireproof cabinets where I keep flammable materials. Do we have such a cabinet, or would they have to provide it, or what? Because they're.
Well, if they need it, they need to provide it.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, you.
I don't know if they have anything like that.
I wouldn't think so.
If it's, well, depends whether they have oil-based paints or something.
No, they don't have oil-based. I don't think, I think they do water,
okay.
chalk paints.
All right, and that's, it's not broken. I just
should probably bring that up just about the building in general and the other people that are in it. To make sure it's happening. So is the thought to just send this out for review by them without the highlights?
Yes.
Take the highlights out.
If you guys are okay with it.
Send it out.
I think we need to send it out.
Yeah, I think so, because it's going to come back. We're going to have to talk about it some more. So
because
I think that if
my guess is, if I send it out tomorrow morning, we'll have an appointment for December 10th.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I doubt it.
Depending on what our schedule
looks
like.
Oh, I bet you we will.
It's already ready?
No, I bet you it'll move
we
that
won't,
fast.
We
won't
like well, we're going to meet with, but we want to meet with the board. This is directed towards, right, this is the board.
Yeah, no. Not just meeting with one individual.
Right.
I won't do it. Sorry.
So as long as the board is ready to meet a week from today.
That's
then.
A feisty day.
Well, then it may be December 23rd.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. We'll see.
It might not have to be the whole board. I'm not saying that, but representatives thereof or whoever wants to be.
Right. I think, and even, well, it's up to you folks, but I think even if it's not signed by January 1st, the terms need to be in effect.
I don't think
we
can do that.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty much what's
you're
in effect.
You're
yeah,
the
I mean,
landlord.
It's kind of what's supposed to be in effect now. With some, these have some added rules about how to do it.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So I'm good with it. We need a vote on this?
Well, either that or you guys all say it's already ready.
Because it's not, I think it's ready to email. It's not ready to be voted on yet.
Yeah, I approve the email version.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
okay with it. I'm okay
good.
With it.
All right. Less the highlights.
Yes. Oh, but that makes it pretty.
Only if you were to go red, green, red, blue, yellow.
Right. Okay.
Different colors. Yay! And one last thing. FY 2024 final financial report. So the reports, updating the reports that I've been working out with Hilma and Dave, accountant Dave, we've got to a point where we are feeling 95% better than we were however long ago it was that we started the process. It's been very long, many hours. Thank you, Hilma and Dave. And you just have for your information, I think Hilma sent it out today. You guys have the updated reports. Those are the most current reports that Dave printed out as of sometime in November. What is going on?
Jonathan,
for
our
questions.
I know.
The floors, I didn't know he was doing
well.
I know
what
we're having
meeting
to.
And she needs to kind of focus on us because I can ask you, please, no more distractions.
Pardon? Oh, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, those are the most recent corrected FY24 reports.
The point was to get it to us a spot where as many of the accounts, especially in the other report, the expenditure other reports, were brought from unknown negatives into the positive. We tried to figure out why so many different accounts that were of past dates, most of them outdated over 2-3 years, why they were negatives. We've talked about this a handful of times. We've talked about it with the finance committee. Most have been brought into the positive. There's a couple of them that are in there that are not changed as of right now, but those will be reflected when the numbers get pulled over into the 2025 VADAR reports. You'll see those actually become positive. In that positive, one is for the DOER grant, and one was for Woodlands Partnership. You'll see those as you review them. Those are actually, will both become positives. This should help the free cash situation.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some accounts that are lesser amounts that are negatives. We're still gonna hash away on some of those, but I don't know that we'll get them all straight. It's all just where monies that came in have been recorded, so that has pretty much been taken care of at this point in time. My recommendation after this is complete is that at one of our first meetings that we have with the Finance Committee, we'll review this, because by then we'll have new VEDAR accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll review with Finance, and we as a Select Board will be asking the Finance Committee to take a little watchful eye over this and help with this process, so that if there's concerns that are noted along the way, we can bring those to someone's attention prior to a point where a lot of hours have to be invested to make some corrections. So, questions, thoughts, Lisa?
Well, I have no questions. I just want to thank you and Helma.
Yeah.
For the endless hours that I know the two of you have poured over the finances of how they are reported and organized in this report. I mean, I'm so thankful for the two of you for doing this, and Robin, I know that you've spent a lot of time away from your own business to do this, and I just really appreciate you both for doing it, and thank you.
It feels good to kind of get a lot of it done.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, just as a follow-up, once this all gets uploaded into VEDAR, we're gonna probably be reviewing it again, because there are definitely accounts that are in here that have smaller amounts of money that were directed towards something that doesn't exist any longer, right? Like a project,
right,
or an
entity. Sure.
And so we're gonna have those numbers that we're gonna then sit down as a Select Board and try to figure out over the next year or so where that money can get redirected. Some of those require town votes, some of them are Select Board driven, but we'll work on that with the accountant and with Helma over the next course of the year or so, and talk about it with Finance Committee as well when we have our first meeting. So it's like I said, it's not 100% done, but it's much better. And lots of positives, plus, which is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I'd also like to say thank
yay.
You both.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
Yeah.
It's good. The Highway Department paperwork, because that's been completely cleaned up as the Highway Department wants, that paperwork is in a nice box. It's been sent over back to the Highway Department, so that Tyson, if he wants to take a look at it while he's going through getting himself up to speed, he can do that. But that's all nicely organized and sent back to the Highway Department. I should say that as part of just a brief aside, sorry, on the Highway Department is during the winter when they have downtime, Tyson is going to be going through that office in depth, cleaning it out,
yes.
Going through the records, cleaning, going through the desk, and really organizing that office, because it's not in good shape. So
he's taking everything out and cleaning it,
organizing,
scrubbing it top to bottom, repainting it, and reorganizing. Has he gotten the new desk, or is going to?
No, he's going to get one
secondhand.
Yeah.
A gift.
Yeah.
But
nice, making it his own.
Yeah, and it's in desperate
that's
need.
That's good. No, I saw it when I went into interview.
Desperate
yeah.
need.
Yeah, that's great. He's bringing such great energy and breath of fresh life into the Highway Department. I'm very thankful for Tyson.
He's good.
He's good.
Yep. And I'm thinking that we will see, in on these reports, I think we're going to have some little pockets of money. In my head, I am very much wanting when we get into the new year, I really want to start looking at the cemetery situations. We've talked about that. I've thrown that out there as my next little concern in town.
Mm-hmm.
Elevated concern after the report that came back from the repairs that were done that Bob had sent.
Mm-hmm.
So I see pockets of little bits of money here and there that I'd like to follow up on to see if those are available to kind of bring together for some more research on the cemeteries. I think that's important for us. as a town, a little nervous about some of those cemeteries, so. But, so more to come on it, is what I'm trying to say, but I think it's in a positive direction. Yeah, yeah.
Yay. Since we, if we're finished with
Yes.
that directly, I've got some information about our ARPA money.
Okay, good.
Which, I'll get typed up and sent out to everybody. But, let's see. July 1st, so the beginning of fiscal year 2025, we had $109,970 available. From that, we purchased the VADAR system.
Yep.
Which was over $26,000. The last invoice we got from Walter, which was almost $1,600, we paid for out of that.
Yep.
I did an estimate, well, most of it's estimated, like, we gotta pay for the containers. We agreed to pay for the wing plow for the big blue truck. Then what you just approved for the fire alarm stuff and the electrician and the remediation testing and then to move the internet. And I just, you know, did, for some of them I did kind of ballpark, hopefully a little on the high side. Anyway, so I estimated all those for $47,200. That brings the balance down to $34,900. Then I went back to Walter's invoices that had been paid through Chapter 90. I think there's one, I think there's still one that goes back into fiscal year 23 that I don't have. But that adds up, the ones that I have record of adds up to $4,500. So that brings the balance down to roughly, let's say, $30,000.
And then we're going to have the new cost from Walter. You don't have anything in there for that,
no,
right? The new contract
no.
that's going to come?
There's the,
right. Yeah.
It just.
Oh, good.
So
I
we got
better.
Roughly
yeah.
30,000 that needs to be committed.
Right, before the end of the month.
Correct.
It's not to be spent, but it has to be committed on paper.
Committed. Yep.
So are we going to roll the rest of that
so,
in the salt shed? Or?
Well, I think that we should push for that report, if we can, on the hazardous materials on the asbestos. If we could push them to get that done sooner than later, then we'd have the report and could get a
oh,
quote
estimate
on the abatement itself.
Okay, yep.
Think ask if there's any way that they can get that report done and get something to us by
okay.
the holidays. That's a big ask, but see what they say. It's worth
okay.
asking. Because I have a feeling that that would probably wrap up. We'd be closer
probably.
With Walter's number and with that. We'd be.
Okay.
And whatever the tank is.
Well, right, and then there's also
yeah,
yeah the new
yeah.
fuel tank.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Beautiful. Great. Wow.
Nice.
We got a lot done, everybody.
Nice
good job, everybody. All right, it's 6 p.m.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody.
It's 6 p.m.
Hi, Jean.
Jean is here, Board of Health.
I promise not to take too much of your time.
Thank you.
Our package may
just
look
you
a little
tonight?
Intimidating.
Just
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know if we had to wait for others.
No, we do not.
All right.
And then I have handouts for...
Package for us.
All right.
Thanks,
Jean.
So...
Wow.
I'm sure there are a lot of questions about the opioid, the regional opioid settlement program, which has been a long time in coming since this has been something that's been worked on since 2017. And if you look at the first page, the what I'm going to go over is the CPH regional opioid settlement process. Okay. So this gives a little bit of background about how this all transpired and how the settlement works. And so the state of Massachusetts was able to negotiate a $900 million settlement with pharmacies and drug makers for opioids, opioid use disorder and prescribing of opioids. Now, 60% of this money goes to the state that's going to be set up for grants, and 40% of it in total goes to local cities and towns. And the critical thing to understand here is all of this has to be spent on prevention, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery programs. So up until recently, we really couldn't spend this money. So this money that Heath received, which is a very small amount, and I'll go over that, had to be put in a stabilization fund. So that money is sitting in a stabilization fund right now until the state authorized towns to put this in a special purpose revenue fund. Now, in order to do this is something that has to go to the all town meeting and be voted on. And we got behind the curve on it because we didn't know how this was gonna work out in time for our particular town meeting this past year. So this is something that I would highly recommend that we track this and make sure this is on our warrant coming up for our next all town meeting. So that way we can begin to actually spend this money, and I'll discuss how we're going to do that. The next slide on page 3 is just kind of an overview or graphic on what can be spent on these settlement funds, what type of services can be spent. And then on page 4, it goes over the total settlement amount for Franklin County that is broken down by towns. Now, Franklin County overall, roughly $3.8 million over the next 18 years. Now, Heath's portion of this, our total portion over 18 years, is $4,465. So the question always comes up is, how did they come up with these numbers? So nationwide for the opioid settlement funds, it was decided that the government, the courts were going to use CDC data and local healthcare reporting data to determine what the prevalence of opioid use disorder was in each county from 2007 through 2016. It also included data on overdose deaths in a county for the years of 2006 to 2016, and then data on opioid shipments from the years 2006 to 2014. So based on this model, the funds were then allocated to cities and towns based on US Census data showing how they have historically split funding for government functions, including opioid abatement, education, public welfare services, and healthcare. So essentially they went by medical data that was reported. So you will notice some disparities in these numbers, town by town. You can see that, for example, Deerfield got quite a bit. If you look at some smaller towns such as Charlemont, Coleraine, who else do we have here?
Rowe,
right? They got a lot more money than Heath did. Okay, and that was based on data. That is the magnitude of the opioid use disorder problem that those towns have from those years. Okay, if that makes any sense. Yes, Will.
Yeah.
Row, that's very surprising.
Well,
that's like every resident.
Yeah, it's you know, and no one really agreed with this distribution.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. So that said, I just wanted to lay that out there. So the FERCOG Cooperative Public Health Service, which if you look at the next slide, is made up of 15 towns where we share all of our public health resources, our nursing, our health education, and epidemiology. So after many meetings of the CPHS, we came up with a regional project that all of these towns would contribute the appropriate percentage for these support systems, okay, rather than spending it individually, town by town. Because with something like that, especially where, for example, in Heath and in Roe, we have limited resources. We don't have a recovery center. We don't have programs to treat people. We do at a larger level in the county, right? So this led to the development of a one-year pilot program where CPHS solicited input from the different providers in the region that specialize in opioid use disorder treatment, recovery meetings, counseling, support for people who are pregnant and may be addicted to opioids. And they received three proposals. And on page 7 indicates the organizations and the amounts that they requested for this one-year pilot project. Okay, so we can see the Recover Project, Moms Do Care, and the Center for Human Development, which provides peer recovery, coach requests for support, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so where this leads us is to each town's, town by town, piece of the funding for each of these organizations for the specific programs. And that you will find on this sheet that has little, you know, might be a little hard to read. I don't think it was included in your packages, the copies, but I have extras if you would like it. So, you know, they did their magical calculations and determined that based on Heath's amount of $4,465 over 18 years, we would contribute 1% of that for this 25-26 pilot program. So that would equal $143.64 in cost out of those opioid settlements. And then if you look further down the spreadsheet, the amounts are listed there for each organization. So for example, Center for Human Development is $36, Recovery Project is $72, and Moms Do Care is $36, for a total of $144. And again, this is a pilot program. CPHS will revisit this next year once we get feedback and get data from these organizations on how successful this was, and then take the next step on the program. Now, how this is going to be paid, and Hilma, you might have already received them. Each organization, for simplicity, is going to invoice each town. Mm-hmm. So the town's going to get three different invoices for those amounts that are indicated there. Now, we were unable to get those monies into that, separate those monies from the stabilization fund to a special fund. So my proposal was to pay these invoices out of the Board of Health revolving fund. And then once we get all of that settled at the next town meeting, we can kind of figure out if we can appropriately reimburse the fund or if we just put that cost to the Board of Health. Because we have funds in our revolving account that we can spend, since this is a health and welfare project. So it sounds a little bit complicated. It's very confusing on how these numbers came about. One of the things that makes it very complicated in Massachusetts is that based on our Commonwealth system, we don't have county health departments per se, like other states do. In which, say for example, New York, I just throw that out there as an example, they have counties where those settlement funds were divided at the state level to the counties, and those funds went directly to the counties, and the counties were to implement the programs. So we're a little bit different, where our pseudo county health department is FERCOG, so we have to pull all of that back together. Now, to keep everything legal with the Massachusetts guidelines, we can't really pull all that money from the 15 towns, so that's why we have to go to the extra step of the invoicing and paying those invoices separately. Now, for the following fiscal year, I can't tell you what will happen. I can't forecast that yet. We kind of have to see if it's feasible and if it's something that we're going to want to pursue in the future. So that's kind of where we stand right now. Now, I know there's been some talk about other grants out there. Someone mentioned to me that the Sheriff's Department received a grant for this. That is completely separate. That's completely separate. The state of Massachusetts has approved a matching grant for this program, an additional $34,000 that they're gonna grant to add to what the CPHS has agreed on spending for this program. How they're gonna spend that, I don't know yet. It remains to be discussed. The next CPHS meeting is Thursday, and they're gonna talk about a lot of budget stuff. So, do you have any questions amidst all this confusion on how we're doing this?
No.
Oh, great.
Well, just to comment, I've been, you know, sitting in on the Board of Health meetings, and I've been hearing about this for over a year now. But this presentation, it was really, really helpful for me to really bring it globally to our town of Heath and then back out into our community of how it's going to be helpful. So I really appreciate the presentation that you did. It was very well done, and it just seems like a great, great approach on how to use these funds. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and this was just finalized in October 3rd, when the CPHS met and voted on going ahead and approving the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, Barbara, did you have a question?
Yeah, I had a couple questions. One was, I may have lost you. You spoke about our piece being 1%. 1% of which? 1% of what we have, what we're receiving as a town, or 1% of this project cost?
What is it? 1%?
1%
of
your
annual,
the annual cost. For these, to fund the three programs that they're going to fund for this year, he is responsible for 1%
okay.
of that total cost.
Because I don't have that sheet, which is
yeah.
okay. That's okay. So is that 1% equal to our total funds for that year?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. And that's well, and that that's how that's
no,
kind of
no.
divided up by towns.
It's 1%
of
the total
of the
that's coming to us over 18
over
years.
Yeah. The 4,
so we're
going to
be getting $4,465 in 18 years. So 1% of that is
No, that's not right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you clarify this?
It's the dist.
Oh, it is of annual.
Yeah,
yeah.
It
how
is
much
annual.
Is in our, how much is in our? How much did we get for annual? It was like
200. It varies because they added a couple of more settlements from the first year. I mean, what we've gotten so far, which is over I think 3 years, roughly $800 maybe we've gotten. It's like the column that says total currently coming to town over 18 years is a separate figure.
Right.
Okay. When you're talking about the percentage, it's related to the percentage of the total cost
of the,
the program.
Right.
It has nothing to do with how much is coming to us.
So my question is,
the total cost of the program is
coming back to that, my question is, does that represent all of the funds that we're receiving as a town through this settlement?
Per year.
For this year? No.
Okay, so then my next question is, what are the thoughts about what will be done with the balance of the money that we're receiving? Is it just going to sit there? Is it going to be used locally in other ways?
Yeah, well, there's no deadline on spending it.
Okay.
So we don't have to spend a certain amount within the year mm-hmm. that it was allocated. And the agreement among the 15 CPHS towns is to, once we do some program evaluation on this current pilot program, then we'll collectively revisit the options for spending future monies. And the thought was, instead of separating out town by town and having our own program, we want to share all the resources that are available. Now, with that said, if we get down the road and we find that people, you know, say they need transportation or they need, you know, if we have, they have some mobile services too, if we need some mobile services to come up to town, we can request those and possibly increase the funding for those services. Okay. Especially, like, I think of transportation, because that's the biggest challenge in a town like ours, you know, is for someone who may not drive or be able to drive to get to one of these recovery group meetings.
Yep, that's so great.
Yeah.
So the goal probably is to be pooling all of our resources.
Correct.
Most likely.
Correct.
Which is the other point, I think. I wonder whether part of the reason why we have such a low compensation is that whole zip code thing, you know, because
it probably does have a part to play in that.
I think that does have a part to play in that.
So by pooling, that basically levels the playing field again.
Yes.
Which is really good, because
yes.
we're never going to untangle that zip code
exactly.
issue.
Yeah, so basically what Franklin County is getting as a whole has been split up into those CPHS towns, and we're quote unquote coming together to spend it equitably.
Great.
Or equally.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Madam Chairman.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find out what that 1% is, because I don't judge.
I know, it's like,
but yes, you can ask.
I couldn't tell you. I know they discussed it, but I had an email into Phoebe Walker, and she hasn't responded to me yet, but
okay.
We can get that information.
So. Yeah,
sorry. And what do I say this? By what means are they kind of like publicizing or getting the word out that there are services that Heath is participating in?
I can see some other towns using it, but not Heath. If there's no publicity, like Greenfield, who knows about these places because they are located there.
Right.
That's one of our ongoing challenges, is how to wrestle that issue of advertisement. You know, we're limited on what we can put on our website. They do advertise things on the FERCOG website, but a lot of people in town don't necessarily go to the internet or go to FERCOG. You know, so it's a good topic for, you know, us to discuss at the Board of Health.
And probably the people that need these services most
mm-hmm.
aren't going to go to those websites if they are on the internet.
Right.
Just saying. And they aren't going to show up here or at Sawyer Hall to see what's on the bulletin board.
Sure.
It can be the hardest to reach.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
What about having information provided at their healthcare provider offices?
They may not go to healthcare.
I would say
a
lot don't.
A lot
of
people
don't. They're going to use emergency service.
I mean, not that.
Or they're going to use like the.
Or emergency situations or ERs or
they're going to use
urgent cares.
That's what
That would be a good idea to have information mm-hmm. all the local doctors.
So maybe a handout for our
EMTs,
our emergency care providers, who are the ones that may be showing up to deal with overdoses,
mm-hmm.
something to hand to people
mm-hmm.
after they.
Can we attach it to the Narcan boxes?
We could put little cards in there. We could have little cards made up.
But even the.
I just don't think you're even going to get the draw to that as much as the people who need the information in town.
Even the relatives of people who have loved ones who are suffering, they go to healthcare services. They can then pick up a card or flyer and bring it home and then
Carrot.
Get it to the, you know, so just having.
I mean, it is a good idea to have it go out with the rescue vehicle when it goes out.
That is a great idea. They can just leave a pamphlet.
It's the same. There are a lot of repeat visits to folks that would probably use the pamphlet. Or, you know, maybe not at the time, but down the road.
Right.
If it's there.
I guess I'd suggest maybe even if to take it back to CPHS, you know, would they do something that's regional?
It would be good if they created like a pamphlet.
Yes, and said, here's the towns.
Because obviously with the only the $140 we'll have left or whatever it is, we can't do it.
Yeah, I'll check with them. I venture to guess that they probably have something or are developing something. I just haven't gotten that far into
it. Could very well be there.
Or they can
thought of it. It's wonderful to have this, but if it's a deep, dark secret.
How do we market it? How do we get it out to the residents at large? And we have inroads to all of those things, the food pantry, we can talk to the chief, the fire chief, the police chief.
Right.
And give them the information. Town nurse. Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay. And the last item I'm going to throw in here, it wasn't on the original agenda for the select, but the air quality monitors. So through a grant, Franklin County received a state grant to purchase and have installed and monitor air quality monitors, and each town has been given a monitor, an air monitor. Heath, we got two. And the reason for this is to establish this healthy air network in the region so that we can constantly monitor our air quality data in real time at local sites and not have to rely on an abstract air quality report that maybe is collected in Springfield or that is collected, you know, in some other town, you know, like Amherst or Hadley, who has had these air monitors. Now, this is at absolutely no cost to the town, and it's not even going to involve anybody from the town having to install this air monitor. What we need to do is get your buy-in or your permission to be able to have one of these monitors installed here at Jacobs Road. Probably when we have a little bit better weather, and there's a handout here on kind of what this air sensor looks like. It's just a little white semi-round device that hangs from a wall and is plugged in to a power source and can connect to the internet, to the Wi-Fi.
Is this outdoor air?
Outdoor air, yes.
And the purpose
Yeah, it's outdoor air.
And it monitors and it tells us
what our air quality is, if we have some peak times of worse air quality than others. For example,
we had issues with
wildfires from Canada coming down. It will collect and see if we're affected. That all goes into a central repository, and there's a website that anybody can go on and take a look at the air quality, and it helps us determine if there needs to be a specific air quality alert, like we had a couple summers ago when it was up in, you know, three digits and hundreds. This just kind of, the information contributes to the overall numbers that are going on in the region.
And you said there's two of them?
There's two, we have access to two of them, yes.
And you asked for us to,
Sorry, look, they're 4x4x4, they're little.
Yeah, they're very small. So, you know,
And you asked permission just to use, or to buy in to just put one of them up?
ultimately, we would like to put the both of them up and put one in Town Center, but I don't know what the stability of the internet there is and if we have an external power.
Same as here.
Same as here.
Same as here? Okay. So yeah, we can put one up. We can put one up in Town Center too. We just have to look at where we can place it. It has to be away from like where the generators are. Yes, Will.
I would think you'd want to put them at versus the train varies so much here. You'd probably want something lower and something up higher or whatever. And also we have the savers.
Up in your chair again.
It keeps on deflating. But it's so I you know worry about sort of where we're placing them. And also, is this basically, I'm interested in technology, is this basically a particle counter that you use for like a clean room? Where you look at certain particle size?
Yeah, I believe it is. And if you go, there's a link here. If you go to this healthyairnetwork.org,
yep.
It'll actually give you more information about the device and it'll actually give you some data that they've been collecting along the I-91 corridor with graphs and numbers, and it's kind of interesting. They're actually able to track the air quality and the differences between rush hours in the morning and the evening versus the rest of the day and weekends and things like that because of all the traffic.
Yeah.
Here we don't have to worry about that as much as just the natural risk we're at for wildfires or anything else traveling from the north or what have you. So, but the organization that is associated with Yale will be responsible for determining the installation site and actually installing the equipment. So, you know, our like Tim does not need to get involved in it. They're going to come out. We set it up, meet them. We have the sensor. They're gonna install it, plug it in, get it set up. And it's kind of a one and done.
Well,
but this is for people to.
Are they determining where to locate?
We can tell them where to locate it, but far as like
the
height, you know,
I think Tim ought to be involved.
Absolutely,
in that.
Absolutely. He doesn't need to physically.
He won't do the installation, but
right.
I think you need to speak
yeah.
to him in terms
yeah.
of basic good locations.
Yes. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
This is to provide guidance to people who are interested. It's not for us to become big brother.
No.
Okay.
No.
All
right.
No. Just making sure that.
It's just
what is our responsibility thereafter?
It's just sucking in some air out from outside and letting us know what the particulate counts are.
Right. Okay.
And it's transmitted to this database.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know it would be like say for example if we had a situation where the air quality was poor a couple summers ago and people mm-hmm. was recommended that
people
stay indoors or not be working outside
breathing issues or
a particulate
right.
yeah.
mass, we can make that determination if we need to send something out to residents to advise them.
Correct.
It would just give us more definitive information
right.
because. Where we're getting the air quality from now, maybe along the highway corridor, and it may not be the same number in Heath.
Right. I just wanted to make sure somebody doesn't then send a note to us asking and say, well, are you going to tell us that we can't be outside at wherever these things are because of a reading?
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I can hear that
yeah.
concern.
Well,
then again, we're telling people,
yeah.
no, you can't be outside,
yeah.
versus, no, these are the recommendations, and you
right.
choose to do what you wish, but
right. Right.
we're advising
right.
you X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, and that's key goal of public health is to
right.
to recommend and
educate,
advise
right.
and educate,
yeah.
not to
prescribe.
It gets
prescribe what
people
to do.
Will get nervous about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Barbara?
So, if it's going to be used as a tool to help alert our residents if there is a higher risk, who is going to be monitoring that? Because
well,
it can collect all the information at once, but if nobody in our town is keeping an eye on that, you're not going to know.
Right. Well, this is more designed to provide input to the region as a whole. For data collection and research. rather than to, we can use it as a tool.
Well, that's what you've been talking about.
Does that come back to us? Like, who, where does that information come back to?
Well, you can go and look at it, you're saying, but what I'm saying is, who's gonna be looking at it? I don't.
Or are we sent an alert when our numbers are high?
I was gonna say, any kind of air quality alerts get sent through MEEs. Situational awareness emails. 2 years ago, when we got the smoke and particles from forest fires, and there were a couple of weeks that our air quality was very poor, they sent through alerts, and I broadcast them out through the email, the town email.
Right, but where is our information going to go to MEMA, and then MEMA going to spit it back?
That's my question. We're trying to get more granular information about our specific area instead of just being making decisions about what's happening in the wider region. But that depends on someone actually looking at our individual information and making decisions. So that's my question: is our Board of Health going to be monitoring it, or if they get an alert from MEMA, are they going to look at our local information before determining whether it really is effective?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the goal?
Yeah. Well,
why couldn't it just be like you go to Weather Underground,
right?
And you have various people have weather stations which contribute to this. So why couldn't we have something on the town webpage?
We'll have to do a deep dive on the software and the site once we get things set up and take a look at it and determine if, like, for example, we can set an alert for our particular sensors, which would, then trigger an email to the Board of Health members.
Right. That's the kind of thing I'm wondering about, because it's one thing to collect the information, but...
Right.
Well, it has to be a mechanism that's sustainable, because it creates a level of responsibility.
Exactly.
And that then that triggers a level of insurance. I mean, you got to make sure that if there's a project or a movement in place towards that level of responsibility, that there's a mechanism for which we continue taking care of it.
Mm-hmm. And we can do this as
a
trial.
Clarity,
and we can decide whether or not it's worth it, if it's incurring too much resource cost in terms of human resources looking at it, or alerts being triggered all the time that elicit a response or not, and that type of thing. And then you could go down the road about the MEMA alerts, but we also get those alerts on our weather apps. And if we're saying the air is good, but the Weather Channel's saying it's lousy,
it's confusing.
Where's the granular truth for Heath? And are residents going to buy into our numbers or what they're seeing on Weather Underground or Weather Channel or what have you? So. And it's nothing that we're wedded to for a long period of time. It's a voluntary program.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm
curious to yourself.
Yeah. Right, but I'm thinking
about
the larger goal of caring for our community. I mean, we went through this a few years ago with Purple Air. We were offered up to 5. For free. And at that time, when we evaluated what our responsibilities were going to be to install and maintain and monitor them, the decision, the Board of Health decision was no. It just didn't make sense. This is different. I'm not saying this is
no.
But it's triggering the same questions.
Sure.
What's our responsibility and who's going to be
what's the
watching this, and what's the logic, and what is the... It's even if it's just to provide more granular information to the region, I think it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. The more of these that are out there, the better it will be.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But it would be good to know
is there something specific?
Yeah.
No, 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 I get it. I know what you're saying.
Well, yeah, what's the cost? What's the, what's, what are the,
well, in terms of, like,
who's going to do the job?
Who's going to do it? And how is that going to, you know, with all our volunteers, you know, how does that get passed on?
Yeah, we could have all the fancy gadgets in the world up here, but there, we could have more than the population of Heath, you know, so.
But sometimes we have challenges. Like, sometimes we have the ability to have the manpower to do something for X amount of period of time because there's a certain group of people involved. But then when that group of people is no longer involved, there's a challenge finding the replacement to continue the process. So I think it's worth it to have those discussions and put it all on the table so we know what we could face down the road, depending on how we take it, like what route we take it. But yeah, I think it's a good idea to take the steps and just know
we can give it a try.
Put the pieces together.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to be here forever, Gene.
Never know. Feels that way sometimes.
And you guys are up to 4 members now, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So still a opening on Board of Health. I do this all the time.
Yeah, we would really like to get somebody from
the estates.
That would be very helpful. Very, very helpful.
Is there a posting? They have a community building over there, right? Is there a posting over there?
Ooh.
No, but I have sent it to
Jenny
to post on their website.
Okay.
I could send her a gentle reminder as well.
Well, it's good. It would be good for them.
It would.
It's a benefit.
It would, because they can be directly involved in the decision-making processes and just the regulations and, you know, everything that the Board of Health does and how it's done and how it's done through, most of it's done through our health agent. You know, things like that.
And I think people, I always say this about, it's some of these, it's a little overwhelming, I think, to say, for some people to say, okay, I'm going to jump in and this is what I'm going to do and I'm signing up for 3 years or whatever, you know, whatever. I think sometimes that's intimidating to people, but people should understand they can give what they can give. If they want to come and try it for a year and it's not for them, it's not for them.
Mm-hmm. Or just sit in on the meetings and listen and learn about what's going on so you get a feel for it.
You can try that, right. You can do, and you give what you can give. It's not, everybody has a different level of commitment for which they can offer.
Yeah.
But that should not exclude somebody from showing, coming and asking questions or finding out about it.
Sure. Yeah, and we've really tried to streamline our meeting process and how we divide up some of our responsibilities and things of that nature. So
you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
So far, so good.
You know, how often do you guys meet?
Once a month,
and the meetings are lasting
hour and a half at the most.
Yeah.
So I think that's good information to get out because I do think that there's a thought that it's more intensive than it may
be.
So I think it's good to get that word out.
Yeah.
And under Gene's leadership, the Board of Health has really come together. They have their assignments and they go out. I mean, you guys are covering, 5 to 6 meetings regionally? You're not just focused on Heath. You're working within our community. You're understanding the resources, what the issues are. You're educating yourself. I'm just so impressed with how the Board of Health has evolved over these past couple of years, again, under your leadership. It's really, you guys are all in.
And you do have the health agent. So, there is a person there that helps you through situations and an entity that's behind you. I mean, all those things are important. And like I said, if someone's interested, reach out, go listen to some meetings, ask some questions of the members, and give it a shot.
Yeah, you guys are really
good. You don't have to sign up for life.
Dip a toe in, see what it's like.
Right.
So it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you. Any other questions?
No. Thank you.
Okay, we have masks at the front for the craft fair and expired COVID tests. We still haven't found anything on extensions of those tests.
They're expired.
They're expired. They expired on the 23rd of November. And it seems like the FDA just stopped publishing.
They gotta still be good though.
Expirations.
They've got
as a general rule, what they've done in the past is given 6 months on.
I was gonna say,
so it could be used as a loose screening tool if anybody wants them.
Good holidays, definitely.
But so I mean, we have so many of them. I hate to destroy them and throw them out. So
see, you folks want to make a motion and vote that they can install the two. air quality monitors.
Sure. Want to make a motion?
Please, yeah, I make a motion that we approve the installation of these two small air quality units under the advisement of the folks from Yale and our emergency team and the Board of Health and where else?
They'll just provide us feedback.
They'll provide us feedback and let's give her a try.
Being that I love numbers and data, I will second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, aye.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And at any time that you need information from the Board of Health, just let me know. I can send it out via email or come to a meeting. If there's any confusion or complaints that get to you before they get to us or anything like that, which always happens because people have a tendency to hunt and peck for the right answer. We can resolve it. Yes, ma'am.
So the next meeting is Wednesday, December 11th at 9 a.m. through a Zoom link?
Through Zoom,
right?
Yes.
Just wanted to put
and,
it out there
we
on
have
the calendar.
A, and this is, thank you for reminding me, we have a representative
right.
from the Attorney General's office who is going to talk about the...
dilapidated
housing. The dilapidated housing and the renovation program that they have. I forgot exactly what it's called, but I think it's the rural renovation or rural...
Yeah, there's a better way of saying it, but
yeah.
I just
yeah.
did.
I can't remember what
that's
it is.
How I wrote
yeah.
it in my
yeah.
calendar.
Yeah.
We know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone is interested
oh.
in joining us or participating, we will record the meeting so we'll have it available so we can get all the details on that. And again, it deals with housing. I know I've had some questions already about stuff on property and that
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be covered. That's another issue. This is specifically
oh.
for homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great, I'm excited about that.
Are your Board of Health meetings during the day?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now what if
yeah.
somebody who had a job that wanted
I
to
know,
be on the Board
I know.
Of Health?
We can always adjust for that, yeah. Yeah, because we have talked about that. That seems to work well
for
all
the
members
there.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yes, it makes it difficult for people to join us, but we will post the agenda. I will send some additional emails out to stakeholders because I think it would be important for like John McDonough to know about the program, maybe some of the EMS folks, definitely the select board, and just anybody else.
Yeah,
we'll
go to Tim.
Yeah.
That.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be the focus of our meeting on Wednesday, the 11th of December.
Sweet.
So.
Very good. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Thank you all. Yep.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, yeah. Just email me anytime if you have any questions.
All right. We've made it through other business already. We've done our appointments, so we're at mail. Part one, we've gone through most of this. So the appointments for the first two, well, let's see, one, two, three, four. The Martha's letter for the support of the vocational transportation, we've done that. Then we have a letter from resident Bob Durango about an agreement that he has in place with Walter and Kirsten.
Isn't that funny?
Huh?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that I can't really speak too much to because I just am finding out about this, but something about hiring them to take a look at the accessibility to Sawyer Hall, potential, what portions are accessible, what accessibility challenges there are, potential ways to correct those accessibility challenges, and potential costs. And this is being funded by Bob.
Right, it was an offer that we had agreed to, I guess, about a year ago. I wanted to do that on behalf of the town.
So, I guess at some point we will see that. Thank you, Bob. I guess.
If he wants to share it.
Huh? Oh, if he wants
if
to share it.
If he wants to share it, he'll
share it. I assume he will. I assume he will.
I believe you skipped one thing before that.
Oh, I was just going through the list.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I thought you were scrolling through the mail. It was the thank you letter.
It must not be. It just wasn't on the list. No, I was just going
yes,
right.
to the painting
crew. Oh, is that
crew.
A new list? Huh? Oh, I missed it, sorry. That's right, the thank you letter for the crew. That's right, you and I already talked about it, that's right. I forgot, we already talked about it.
Is this a draft that we need to approve?
Yeah, if you're good with it?
Yeah.
But did you've made it corrections since then?
Yes, I made the corrections.
There's a little typo in there that's been addressed.
Yeah, the copy that you guys got has a little typo, but I corrected it in the copy that you will sign.
Okay.
So are you good with that?
Thank you for writing it, yes, I'm good with that too.
Okay. Sorry, then, from Bob. Then we have October, November Fire Department reports for your information. And just a letter, follow-up emails from Sheila. This is more information on the National Grid. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wrote an email to John Gould, who was...
She did, is it at the bottom?
Senator Paul Marks.
Assistant.
Or whatever.
This is in regards to the upcoming work from National Grid and the potential costs of the...
I'm following a different, I'm looking at the email and not this, so it's not in the right order, I'm like, what? Okay.
And the costs of the locations that, the relocations that Keith would need to bear and asking for assistance.
Oh, you're right, I'm sorry.
Continuation of that whole conversation. Emails for your information.
Yep.
Part two, resident with comments about a couple of questions of following up on the Mohawk Trail Regional School District sustainability study, and Hilma suggested, and that those were appreciated, and Hilma suggested reaching out to the school folks directly. Good comments, glad people are listening and paying attention.
Replied back to me and said, yeah, she kind of revised her email and then sent
it out
to them, so.
Perfect.
Yep.
Good ideas. The other are emails from, the next two are emails from our Charlemont residents with concerns and commentary about the National Grid project. Those came to us the day of the poll hearing. Then we have a bunch of emails from Franklin County Solid Waste Management District. You've got the 2026 proposed budget. Did you send that to the Finance Committee too?
No, not yet. Wait, did I? I don't remember.
Okay. So that.
No, I don't think I did yet, but I will.
Okay. So you should read through that. The November recycling processing costs, that's there for your information, and the report following the Hazardous Waste Collection Day with the data collected from the towns. That's all for your information. Opioid Task Force, introduction information. We just had a whole conversation about that. The grant, is it, what do we have to do anything about this next one? The grant? That's nothing,
no.
That's just information, right? Information about grant recipients for residential substance abuse treatment program.
Yeah.
That was monies
that
came
for
to different towns and entities that applied for grant money in the
incarceration.
Yes.
Residential places.
Outline next is Cannabis Control Commission, which is going to bring up a point and what I want to talk about. That's just information for you about outlines of reform and laws that's currently out there.
That I did send along to planning board.
Okay, that was going to be my question.
Yep.
And then the last one is Senator Mark, December office hours for your information.
Mm-hmm.
Buckland coming up on the 12th, maybe? I don't know if it's in front of me. That's the closest to us, I think.
Buckland,
might...
December 5th.
December
5th. Oh, 5th. Sorry.
12th.
5th.
This Thursday.
Thursday.
Hall. 17th
yeah.
State.
So if anyone's interested in seeing the senator, you can go ahead. Just a quick commentary, cannabis control. I'm thinking at some point in the not so distant future, we need to discuss the agreement that we still have hanging out there that absolutely nothing has happened on. And how we bring that to conclusion and finalize it, something.
Yes,
just
you don't have to.
Could just sit there forever?
Yep.
Whether we want
to? That's what the attorney said. they're not doing anything.
Just let it sit.
As soon as they start doing something, then it will have to be revised.
Is there a reason why we just don't pull it? Well, anyways, that's a discussion we have to have. I don't know the answer to that.
Yes, you don't pull it because then the state looks badly on you.
Oh, on us?
Yes.
The town? Okay.
I believe. Unless the you want to get the town to reverse its position and vote not to allow cannabis entities. That's a whole different matter. I'm just saying. I'm just based on things I've read. But to revise the HCA would mean, I believe, well, for one thing, it would be like a major revision with all the new.
Oh yeah, I'm not suggesting revising it. I'm just saying it's like defunct at this point.
Let it ride until we know what we're dealing with. I mean, I don't think it's worth our time or effort. Does no harm just sitting there, right?
I don't know. That's my question.
No, it doesn't. Because they, at this point, they have to go through the whole process.
Are they still an entity up there? Are there people there? Is there something going on? Or?
Well, they have a caretaker, property caretaker.
And that's it.
That lives there.
Still.
As far as I know, that's...
Should we reach out to him and say, what's going on? The caretaker? Informally?
It's a pretty good deal for the caretaker.
Really?
Yes, it is. It's a very good deal.
I just wanted to make sure there's no negative associated with this quest. No issues, no concerns. Thing that we are not, that we don't know about, that we had to do.
If there's any activity,
any of that stuff
that starts up, it will get announced to us.
Oh, I know that, but that's also what's in the back of my head. All of a sudden, jumped up. Just
no. I personally, I think as long as they're not doing anything, we don't have to do anything.
Okay. All right.
Because, they will have to start back from square one and have their hearing meeting and their whole, go through the whole process and do all their applications down in Boston and the whole bit.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay, so that's the end of mail. Next week we have a meeting on Tuesday, 5 p.m. Right?
Yeah, we do have that. I have a conflict.
Okay.
And we'll miss it if it's at 5. Earliest I'd probably get here is 6:30. So, but, you know, I don't want to hold anything up. We might just have to carry
on. What's
on
our, what's on our schedule of events?
Feel free to carry on without me.
Well, probably reviewing two sets of minutes. Maybe salt shed update stuff, hopefully appraisal update stuff.
Kind of just an update of all the stuff on this list.
Perhaps the Hilltown Youth License, I don't know.
Doubt it.
Well, we could, bump it to 6, back to 6, and you could get the minutes to Elisa beforehand. You could send your comments.
Yeah, that I can certainly do. I'm thinking I would do that.
I mean, do you still want to come at 6 whenever you can come? Or
I'll be happy to come if the meeting's still going on by the time I'm available.
Well, is there a better day?
I mean, I could, but I don't want to mess everybody's schedule up, because I don't think there's anything
just
majorly pressing and needing doing.
No, I don't think so.
But, yeah, I'm available. And
I'm available Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
What's your?
I'm retired. I'm available most times.
I'm supposed to be too. I've never been more busy in my life.
Well, do you want to have a tentative meeting of on Wednesday? I can't do Thursday because I'm leaving Friday.
That's right.
This is just.
Oh, that's right.
And if these things come in and we have a reason to meet, we'll meet. And if they don't,
just not meet.
We won't meet. Well, if none of the things we need to come in come in, it's not going to be worth meeting.
But then we're out for.
But if
four
the stuff's
weeks?
Not here,
no,
we have a meeting
23rd.
On
the 23rd. We're meeting the 23rd.
We're meeting the 23rd.
We are.
That's right. So.
That's what the
so
three of you agreed
yeah.
to.
So we would have gone 1, 2, we would have gone 3 weeks at a meeting.
Well, it'll be driven on how many of those pieces and parts come in. If the
Wait, so what
if
we
get the salt shed RFP back from Walter and Kirsten, that really should be reviewed by someone so we get that out before the holidays. It'd be
yes.
nice.
Agreed.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that can... that could get done through email even, because that's direct from them. There's
and we
don't
have to approve that? No. Well.
Well, if it went to the FERCOG,
if
you wouldn't.
If it went to FERCOG, you wouldn't see it.
It would have just gone out. It would have gone out.
My feelings won't be hurt if you guys do it without me.
Well, I don't care. That's why I said we can have
you
it on
just
Wednesday.
Just have the meeting without me.
It's
well,
fine.
There's not. I mean, when it comes to the RFP, yeah, if it was FERCOG doing it, we wouldn't see anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd just write it, you know, they'd say, what do you want? We'd tell them, they'd write it up and send it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, us doing it in-house, it's like, it doesn't mean, not to hurt your feelings, but it doesn't mean you have to vote to approve it.
Right, and I'm not going to understand half of it, more than half of it anyway, so I go by your leadership.
Robin
and Will, because
nice.
That's your wheelhouse, not mine.
No, I scrutinize these things to make my eyes bleed.
Yeah.
I'm only getting sick of my life. Oh, one more thing.
No, but that's,
Hilma,
I mean, that's okay.
One more thing.
You don't even need
Hilma.
Me.
And then I showed it to Tyson, and then I had you show it to Tyson, and
yeah.
then Tyson was like, ooh, what about this? And then I was like, ooh, what about that?
Yep.
Right. Well, so we can keep the meeting. Well, either way, we can keep it at Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and just the two of us meet if we need to. Or it can be Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and the three of us can meet if we need to. I can do either one.
What? I would suggest Wednesday because it gives us another day.
One more day for those
for
things
something
to come
possibly
in.
Come in.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the things are the license. If for some reason, you're not missing that.
Mm-hmm.
You can try. If I read you,
I would absent that day.
Yeah.
And the appraisal, but that is really, yeah, if we get their final
right.
Proposal that we can approve
right.
it. But he's not going to do the work during the holidays anyway, since he's really sick. Other than that, there isn't really.
What about the remediation testing that you were hoping?
That we've already signed off on.
Oh.
What testing?
So that she
yeah,
if
the
they,
testing
that can go.
They've already approved.
Yeah.
Right, but you're hoping.
Oh, hoping to get the
get
it
done,
get done
before the end of the
to do the work.
Right.
Right.
But we'd get that by the 23rd if we were going to get it at all. It's not going to come for next week because
mm-hmm.
the test it takes
they
at least a week for them plus. To do it. We'll be lucky if we see it. I'm hoping to see it on that meeting of the 23rd. But when you do see it, once they do the report and the report comes back, you can just get pricing from that report for us.
Mm-hmm.
From the, you know, send it out to the three people like we've done before for the actual
mm-hmm.
removal, and then hopefully we have that for the end of the year. We may have to just sneak in one more meeting at the end of the year. We have
to. It's a small.
Oh shit! No, we have to meet next Tuesday. Sorry, that was swearing.
One of
the most important things. Devin will be cracking up right now. Don't you like that, Devin? No, we have to meet next Tuesday.
Why?
Or it could maybe be on Wednesday. We got to set the tax rate.
I knew I was forgetting something.
We have to set the tax rate with the assessors.
But it hasn't been advertised yet.
Or Betty will... That's tomorrow. She's taking care of all that.
Alice?
I think so. She said the 10th. Isn't that next week?
That is the 10th.
Yeah. But it could, she may be happy to hear. You have to ask her. I don't know. That's tomorrow.
She would probably be happier.
If it were on Wednesday when she's working.
Right.
But last year, it's like, she wrote up the notice, but I was the one that contacted the recorder and got the advertising out. It doesn't have to be out a week ahead, or am I?
I don't think so.
Dreaming.
I don't know. I was gonna ask.
Well, actually, she'd probably be happier if it was Wednesday, December 11th.
Right. I think that was one of those things that changed with that mass meeting. All those updates that happened.
Oh. Yeah, it still has to be advertised.
Yeah, I think that was a change in there. So let's leave it at this. Well, you'll see Alice tomorrow. I'll text her tonight.
Okay.
So what are we doing?
Waiting to hear what Alice wants to do. Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday without you?
Mm-hmm.
Or Wednesday with you? 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock Tuesday, 5 o'clock.
Exactly. I was going to say, if you want to try to do a 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and maybe.
Yeah, I may have already told her 5 o'clock, though. So we'll have to see what she's got.
Okay, so options.
I thought about that.
We have options.
December 10th, 6 o'clock, or December 11th, 5 o'clock.
Unless she's already got it planned for 5 o'clock on Tuesday, then we'll just have to meet at 5 o'clock on Tuesday.
But. Okay. She has publicized everything, so.
Sorry, my friends.
It's okay.
No, it's not a problem.
By the way, I figured out why my chair does this.
Why?
If you lean back far enough.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
God.
But I can't lean. How do you get to lean?
It's a. Where's my. It's a safety measure.
That's right. It wakes me up. I don't know.
You can't keel over backwards.
How do I get to lean?
Oh.
No, you just, you know.
You should just be able to do it.
Just do it, and then you...
Just tippy your chair.
It's a very deflating experience.
Oh, no, at least it does. And they're all the same, so...
Robin, can you lean in your chair?
Yeah, carefully.
Not really.
Is it a setting down here?
I have no idea.
I think this meeting is deteriorating.
Yeah, can we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion, we adjourn at 7:04.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.